Game done. Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince. Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Match race down to the end. Stroke for stroke. She's in front. Arnie Titmus. Ariane's in front. To become a legend, you have to beat a legend. And that's what we've seen. Australia win gold. Ariane Titmus.
Oh, how good.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to your Rush Hour on this Monday, the 26th of July. It's a beautiful day, and what a race. One of the great races of all time. Ariane Titmus has done us proud, winning the 400-metre freestyle final. The Tassie girl who moved to Queensland, sacrificed everything, won gold. God.
Take a breath.
Well, I've got to say hello to my two boys that have won plenty of gold in their journey. Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett, good afternoon to you on this beautiful Monday, day six of South Australian lockdown. We're coming out of it tomorrow at midnight. Hello to you boys, and I've missed you dearly on the weekend.
You finished? Gold turned into God at one stage. And you didn't take a breath. I thought we were going to lose you there for a sec, pass out.
I was doing Ariane Titmus, who doesn't breathe every four strokes.
Yes, very good race, wasn't it? Come from behind, winning the 400-metre freestyle. How good was that?
As far as one of the greatest races of all time.
Probably a touch.
It's right up there, Hato. No. Don't butt in, mate. Don't butt in. I said it's the greatest race ever, all right?
The greatest race, was it?
Good afternoon, everyone. I agree. That was, I had the old goosebumps, and that was sensational. Just halfway through that race, Ledecky was taking it away, wasn't it? But she just stuck to her plan and came over the top of it. It was unbelievable. Hey, Jars, I don't know whether... Did you watch the end of the triathlon this morning as well?
No, I missed it. I was down at the oval.
The Norwegian triathlete, gut running in the last couple of Ks, he just gritted his teeth and he vomited once he crossed the line. Reminded me of you playing for the Crows with the long sleeves on when your man was going into attack and you were gut running to try and track him down.
Thanks, Gregory.
But
that
good
means
stuff,
a lot.
Jas.
Mm. Thank you, buddy.
It didn't remind me of that when I watched it. But anyway.
Well, that's where I was going, yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what I have found out is that the girls dominate the pool, don't they? Our Aussie girls dominate the swimming pool. We got told the boys picked up bronze in the 4x100 free.
Yep.
Cole Chalmers, without him, they'd still be swimming.
Wouldn't have made the final without him.
Yeah.
He's a superstar,
right.
Cole.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yep. He dragged it back in the heats and then obviously the final.
So far we've picked up 5 medals, chaps. We've got 2 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze. So we're sitting 4th on the table. But there's plenty more to play out. But it's been great to watch, though, hasn't it? Because we're in this bloody damn lockdown.
Giving us something to do, hasn't it, in the lockdown?
How many frothies have you had, Burn Burn?
Today, only 6 or 7.
Responsibly!
What else is there to do, Jars? We're locked inside.
Oh, no, mate.
I'll tell you what.
Port Adelaide and the Crows had a good win, so we'll cover a bit of that. Voicemails on the books. Who's joining us too, Gregory? We've got a superstar, royalty.
Yeah. Liesl Jones, 4-time Olympian. So she was on our telly. Yep, doing the commentary with Thorpey. I tell you what, that swimming is cutthroat. Like, you know, hundreds of seconds getting into finals, getting the medals. Mm. So we'll talk to Liesl about how we're tracking in the pool.
Oh, beautiful. You know her nickname's called the Diesel?
No, it's Lethal. No.
Lethal.
Lethal.
No, she's called the Diesel.
Lethal.
Well, anyway, you can ask her.
Let's ask get this big bad boy underway. Right.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these three. Bernie, Bluey and Jars. This is what they learned.
Okay, chaps, every Monday we do this wonderful segment just to see what you guys picked up over the weekend. Gregory, I'll start with you. What did you learn over the weekend?
What did I learn or learn?
Yeah, learnt.
Or both. Learnt or learn. They're the same word.
Okay, I learned that we touched on it on Saturday, Jars, that Alistair Clarkson will definitely 100% be at Hawthorn next season. So we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Take it to the bank.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I learned that our depth in Australian cricket probably isn't quite where it needs to be. There's a lot of stars that aren't in the West Indies at the moment for our white ball tour. We lost the T20 comprehensively. We went down in the second ODI yesterday, but there's some guys that just aren't taking their opportunities. Moses Enriquez, Josh Phillippe, Ben McDermott, Matty Wade, and Riley Meredith. You've got to take your chances at international level, and they haven't done that with some important cricket coming up. And I also learnt that my son Rory, who turns 5 today, shares a birthday with the great KG.
Yes. Congratulations, Rory.
So there you
KG turns 82 today.
82, the great man.
Oh, yes. George. Yes. Happy birthday, George. Are you there?
Wait, yes, yes. My social security number is 3.
Don't give it out.
Hey, what I learned over the weekend, and it's been the last few weeks, it's been firming, but Geelong are my tip for the flag at the moment now.
Ooh, yes,
I know they only played Richmond, an undermanned Richmond on the weekend. I don't think Richmond will make the 8. But Geelong, they've just, I feel like they've timed it this year a lot better. Yeah. They've peaked early in other seasons and then had a drop off, a little bit like what we're seeing with Melbourne at the moment. That's been the Geelong the last few years. I know they made the grand final in the end last year, but had to do it the hard way coming from fourth. So I just feel like they're timing this right. And they're going to have, they're my pick if I had to pick someone right now to win it, because I feel like it's wide open too. I can't pick who they're going to play, because we've just seen the top few sides sort of just fault at the last second. So that's what I learned over the weekend. Also learned that Harvey needs to go on a discipline camp. We need house swap. We need to send him on SAS Australia, something like that, just to get some discipline in this kid, because he is quickly getting out of hand. Very, very quickly.
What's the latest? What's the latest that he's got detention?
Oh, he's getting really aggressive with us. And he attacks the face. He goes head. So you can be carrying him and he doesn't want to go to bed, or he doesn't want to get changed. All and then it's just a sweat punch straight to the face. And I have to sit him down, and I'm not allowed to be aggressive back, obviously, so I have to sit him down and talk him through it. But
I had a couple of blood rules over the weekend. He just got me when I wasn't looking a couple of times. But, hey, we'll work through it. We come back from this camp that I've got him down for after about a month, and we should be okay.
All right.
I've learned is that – is that it, Bern?
Yes.
Okay, buddy. MRO will come down hard on Buddy Franklin. That's a swinging elbow to the head of Dockers Luke Ryan, undisciplined by the big budster. He doesn't need to do that, Bern.
No, he doesn't. No.
That was terrible. And Bud's got to learn, because his record, listen to this, he's been found guilty 16 times, fined a total of $17,000. Are you around that, Mark Bern?
I'm more than that, I think.
Yeah, on less charges.
And missed 7 games through suspension. And now we probably cop a week for that, because it was a low impact, intentional strike.
You reckon he'll get a week for that?
I reckon, Bern.
I think a fine.
No, that was an elbow to the head. Buddy knew he was there.
Yeah, I know. Well, of course he knew he was there, but it wasn't that bad.
I'd done that a few years ago. Anyway, Carlton Football Club will definitely make a senior coaching change. This is what I've learnt.
This year?
They cooked. Yeah, no,
end of this
cooked.
Year.
End of the year. End of the year, Burn.
What, Teague
cooked.
Gone in contract?
Unfortunately for David Teague, he will be tapped.
Wow. Right,
they're too far gone, mate. They've got no defensive strategies. It's same old, same old. He looks cooked in the coach's box.
They had a big opportunity. They're playing for a position in the 8 after their 3 of the last 4 they've won, and then they go and throw it away against the bottom side. North Melbourne on the improve, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. They're good.
I wouldn't say good. They're 18th, but anyway.
Well, they're 18th, and they might pick up Jason Horn, who everyone's after, and the Crows obviously did the job. So they've missed that boat. But that's all right. You've got to keep winning, don't you?
Yeah, you do. We're talking about what we learnt. Did you learn that as well?
I learned that as well.
We're talking about the Crows now. good. Are you done,
all right,
Jazz?
Beautiful.
Done?
That's it, boys. All good. Well done.
All right.
I learnt. I can't work when Jazz is working from home.
He's hopeless at home.
What about you've got the delay, the natural delay, and then the other delay?
It's
about 2 seconds.
Yeah, his brain delay.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Voicemail, Bern.
Yes. We've all been working from home and been stuck at home. So I'm expecting a lot of calls through to the station to see what the hell's going on. Surely there's a few today, Hato. Press the button.
You have 11 new messages.
G'day, Blue. Paul from Cooyonga here, mate. Can we book you in Wednesday, 6 a.m. for a round, please, mate? Since lockdown, we've had grass growing through the bunkers. They haven't had nearly as much use as they normally see. So we wanted one of the best, mate. Thank you.
Spot on.
Spato, your boss, and wow. Got some feedback from you boys working at home, Blue.
Can you turn down your webcam, mate? Looks like you're in a brothel with that armchair. Bern, you might want to turn off Sky Racing on the telly so you can concentrate while you're on air. And Jars, we are broadcasting your cam. There's no need to wear all five McGarry medals around your neck. Wow. Hello, Andrew Constable Kevin Lamb from the Henley Police Station. Oh, no. We've had a few calls describing someone that fits your description swimming in the beach during lockdown. Just a reminder that you aren't allowed to go out for a swim into the beach. These guidelines are in place for a reason, and for God's sake, put some pants on. Oh, g'day, boys. Trev from Henley Beach. I've got footage of a seal having it splash around near Henley Square if you want to use it on your Instabook.
Instabook.
Oh, boy, it can. Fair it is. I waited in my car the other day for 7 hours to get tested, and when I got to the front, I realised I was in the wrong queue. It was KFC drive-thru on Green Hill Road. I got a beautiful three-piece feed with... G'day, Bernie. It's Frank, your financial advisor here, mate. Just a quick one about sharing disposable income. I got your message about winning $1,000 on a multi, and I've also got a message here from your wife, Abby, saying you won $50 on a multi. So just need to figure out which one's correct, mate. Thank you.
Hello, Greg. It's Martin from the Colonic Clinic here in Adelaide. I've got your message. I am not sure what pressure you should have your garden hose at. I wouldn't recommend you doing it at home either. Although, good to hear that you stopped trying to use the fire hydrant, so that's a bonus. Let us just reopen and we'll take it from there. Thank you.
G'day, it's Biggles. Tech's very smooth on the weekend. I mean, nearly as smooth as my when I used to get it waxed in the 90s to please the ladies. Oh, that's too far, isn't it? G'day, boys. It's Roo. Just finished donating the 40 grand we raised for a sick kid in Murray Bridge, and just wanted to say thanks for putting in $7.50 for our receptionist birthday present. And Charles, I'll give you back that copy of Jam and Magic because we can't buy stuff all with that, mate. Yeah, g'day, Ben. Mika from the Stansbury Pub. Got a funny one from the weekend for you. Right? Guy walks into a bar, and he'll walk into a fist if Blue would ask for an Instagram post to settle his bill again.
Oh, no.
Cheeky prick.
No, he didn't.
Hello, boys. It's JB. Jarman, I know you're tired of these fat jokes. I got your message after the last one, said, tell me something I don't know. How about salads taste nice? You fat. I'm stopping anytime soon. We're global. No one else is doing it.
There are no more messages.
Oh, well done, Haydo. Oh, that was brilliant. Very good. So you're trying at-home colonics.
Are you blue?
No, you.
Well, no, I'm not.
I think it was me. Just going to get the pressure right.
We're at the fire hydrant. How'd that go?
And Perm, what about your multi?
Yeah, well,
you've got to come clean.
Oh, she was lucky to even find out about 50 of it.
And there they go. Here in Montreal, the world record time, 2:22.44. Liesl Jones way ahead of the group. The gold medal's in her back pocket. Will she set a world record? Here comes the Australian, 2:22.44. She's got it!
Wow!
Gold medal, world record, Liesl Jones.
Oh, she joins us, chaps, on the Rush Hour, which is a global podcast show around the world. We are very excited to have her on the show. Good afternoon, Liesl, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're a little bit overawed because we're talking to swimming royalty, you blokes. Do you really?
Yes, we are. I like the call too. Got to be excited seeing her finish gold. Nice.
Now, I'm just going to call you royalty, if that's all right. Now, how would you describe Ariana's Titmuss's gold medal performance this morning, Liesl? Because it was a wonderful swim, wasn't it?
Can we describe it? I don't really know. I think it was just too hard to put into words just how incredible that experience was, just to even to be a part of the commentary team. I didn't commentate her performance, but just being a part of it was so exceptional. Really just to see someone perform so well under pressure was the big part. Everyone was focused, all eyes around the world against Katie Ledecky and Ariane Titmuss was just the amount of pressure she was under was extraordinary, and she just paced it so well. The first 300 metres, she really just sat on Katie Ledecky's hip. She didn't really move too far and really just dropped the hammer in that last 100 metres. So good to see, really impressive. And to perform under pressure like that is something that we really struggle with as Australians, but she just did it so beautifully.
Yeah, talk us through the pressure, Liesl, because as she said, and other athletes have said, you know, all the work's done before the Olympics, but when you get into that pressure cooker, she just handled it beautifully.
If you could have a poster child for someone who's handled it so beautifully, I think Ariane Titmus would be that poster child. She just, when the whole world is looking at you, and especially when all the eyes of the US are looking at you as well, there was a special that came out to Australia. They watched her training, watched Ariane's training, and they did a big documentary special on her. So that's pretty rare, and it doesn't happen very often. And you do feel the weight on your shoulders after a while when it's called a showdown, and there's so much talk about it, and American TV are covering it. So when you're a part of that conversation and you are expected to win an event like that, it can be incredibly hard. But she just dealt with the pressure with aplomb. She was just so beautiful.
It's a great story, isn't it? Did she start in Tasmania and her parents moved up to Queensland for her swimming as well? And they crossed to them after the swim, and they were just, well, they were in tears and they were celebrating and there was a lot of people in the surf club up there. It just meant so much to so many people.
Well, especially for parents when they uproot themselves from their home in Tassie and move to Queensland for your child prodigy, really, yeah. Just someone who's so exceptionally talented. But you never underestimate just how much that upsets the family to put their golden dreams aside and to go, we're going to do this for our child because she is so talented. But it was certainly the right choice. Training under Dean Boxall was certainly a great choice, and St. Peter's Western is the program there at St. Peter's Lutheran in Indooroopilly. So it was a really good choice. It can be really risky, but was certainly the right one for her. It's just so hard if you're racing against boys all the time and you don't really have the opportunity to race women in particular at your age or at your standards. So you have to move and make big choices like that. So it was certainly the right choice.
Yeah, speaking of her coach, Dean Boxall, did you see his reaction up in the stands after? Brilliant. He was going off. He was riding
it?
A horse.
No,
I know, you missed it. You've got to watch it back.
Laurie Lawrence said his best.
Absolutely off his tree. I think he was riding a fake horse at one stage. He was leaning over the barrier. And
brilliant.
It just meant so much to him as well.
I think the post-race celebration probably gets more coverage than Ariane's celebration, to be honest. I think that one probably is going to go down in the history books in more ways than one as the most outlandish celebration of a coach has ever seen, bigger than Laurie Lawrence. It was hysterical. So Dean Boxall is just a real card. He's just hilarious. And I just love that he just doesn't hide any emotions. What you see is what you get. And if he's excited, everyone's excited. And that's the best way to be.
Yeah, love it. A bronze medal for Emma McKeon in the 100-metre butterfly this morning as well. She was a fingernail from gold.
Oh.
Yeah, she really was. And it was an opportunity to get a medal there, and she snatched in and got the bronze medal, which was really great for her. And she is just such a consistent performer. She had the 4x1 freestyle relay the evening before in world record performance, the first people to go under 3:30. So that was super impressive. 3:30? 4:30? 3:30? And it was just so impressive. So it's just really incredible just to watch her. She's so consistent. She trains so hard. Her family are like swimming royalty. I reckon they're like Kate and Wills of the swimming world. They're just, you know, her parents are just so beautiful. Susie and Ron McKeon. And they're swimming royalty, that family. So her brother David is a superstar athlete as well, swimmer. So, yeah, it was great to see her snatch bronze.
You'd be close to some of the current athletes now. No crowds, masks. How are they handling that? How do you find motivation?
Oh, it's so hard. And I can't imagine what it's like performing in front of no crowds, because it's usually the crowd that lifts you. And just the people cheering and getting you towards the end. And to be honest, I would have thought the times would have been a lot slower than what they are and really have no atmosphere. And there was a lot of talk beforehand that this was going to be you know, no great performances because the atmosphere will be so dull and boring. It's the complete opposite. And yeah. It just goes to show how resilient the athletes are. Crowds, no crowds, masks, no masks, COVID, no COVID. Yeah. They just get up and performing and get the job done. And that's the beautiful thing.
Liesl Jones, thanks for your time. You're a superstar, and enjoy your time over there in Tokyo, wherever you are. You might be in Adelaide somewhere calling the games, but thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Burn, how'd you go on the rub on Saturday with the boys? How'd it go?
It was good. Good fun on there. They're actually coming for me a little bit on the week. Actually, now I say coming for me. That's fine. Because I go for them. But they were coming for us. Ooh. They got stuck into us. Well, they were saying, you know, we're on air for an hour in the afternoon. Well, at night, really, from 6 till 7. They reckon that's probably half an hour too long. And why would we increase it to a 2-hour show when we're going into lockdown and we're giving advice to people? They just thought it was wrong. And, well, you know what? I'll let you listen to it. Here it is. All right. Play it.
Now, Bert. Yes. It came to our attention during the week.
Oh, no. Well, it did, Bert, because you do an hour-long show, don't you? The rush hour in Adelaide. So you then go into lockdown and you decided, in your wisdom, to then do a 2-hour show.
2-hour lockdown special.
Yes, we did. We went live because our boss wanted to. I wasn't sure you're heading with that, but we were just filling.
How did that provoke some more content for you to think you needed to do 2 hours?
Well, we gave the people what they wanted. And they did. They were just wanting some live radio where we could fill them with information on what was happening, what you can and can't do, what shops are open, you know, just helping the people out.
What
all 18
shops are
of them.
Open? It filtered across the border to us, Bernard.
I know.
The faithful said to us, why would you turn 1 hour of crap into 2 hours of crap?
I was going to say, it probably should half rather than double.
People are already sad enough in lockdown.
That's what they had to say about it.
Well done, Burn, for sticking up for us.
I tried to stick up for us, but I was outnumbered big time. Where were you? I needed you.
Well, Bluey is your mate, Brayshaw, who came here for 16 years, couldn't get a cricket contract. We're the only state to help him out because he was scared of a fast ball going around his ears. And that's the respect he's shown Adelaide.
And isn't Billy and Bray, aren't they on later than us as well during the weekday?
Yeah, they actually 6:30 to 7:30.
That's right.
When everyone's in bed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Billy comes over to Adelaide and rips off all the sporting communities with his boring, dumb shit, bloody sportsman's nights. Same old cash money, gets $3,000 cash. We've got to stop doing that, honestly. Nah. And Damo only texts all of us to get information for him, and they're whacking you, Burn. So disrespectful.
I tried my best. Did you like the way I was trying to stick up for us and Adelaide trying to stick up? But Jim, I tell you, Jim, every week on that show jumps all over Adelaide. He wants nothing. Oh, hang on, didn't you live there for 20 years? He was on radio here.
No, he's not exactly right, Burn. So he loves Adelaide, and he'd love to move back to Adelaide eventually. But he's a bit fickle like that, isn't he? Whatever audience he's just going into, he just jumps on.
So you're saying he sort of changes his mindset?
When he comes back to Adelaide and does the cricket, he talks Adelaide up like, look at it, the churches, the hills, beaches,
good. Thank you, Blue. That's good. I'm going to put that in the memory bank for next week.
James Brayshaw runs with the hounds and hides with the foxes.
Oh, geez.
I'm not sure if that's the saying, is it? Or...
It is.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before.
Yeah. If you listen, just look it up, please.
I'm listening, am I?
But well done, Boone.
Am I listening looking it up?
Well done for putting the flag in for the Adelaide rush hour, which is global.
Yes.
Well, the junk's not.
The flag was flag stick's a bit bent and snapped and ugly at the moment. But anyway.
Born in 1939, a much-loved figure at Triple M. He was there for 6 years. He loves everyone. And Bluey, we know that he's much-loved down at the Sacker. And, we're just trying to put a call into him, Hato. But, geez, he left us some great memories.
Oh, mate, even just trying to call in, he's left a few memories. Here's a few of them.
Surely you're there. I can't watch. It's cage. I'm as nervous as a kitten. If you lose, I'll be devastated.
Now look at Adelaide now. Yeah. They are placed beautifully. Yep. They'll get two home finals at the Adelaide Oval, a shoe into the prelim finals.
Okay.
And I was thinking about it. Yeah. And really and truly, if we're brutally honest, if Adelaide don't win the premiership this year, and I know premierships are hard to win, but if they don't win the premiership this year, you can put it down, that's a lost season, really. All the hard work that's gone in, and if they don't win the ultimate prize, place where they're placed, two home finals, that is a lost season.
You regard that as a failure?
I do. Look, I love Tex, but I'll say this. I'm questioning whether he should be our captain, to be quite frank with you. And I just wonder also whether it's time that Tex went back to the SNFL and got things right. I'm annoyed at this. That's interesting. Macca, is there a chance the Great Mayor may get beat today? Well, I guess there's always a chance, but I'm a bit worried about today, Macca. History of the making so far as the first test is concerned between Australia and Bangladesh, with Bangladesh getting home in a nail-biting finish by 20 runs, thus creating history. We've played...
What an embarrassment.
How could this country, cricket-wise, Australia, be in the position to be beaten, with all due respects, by Bangladesh?
Okay, George.
Not good. Not
lack
good.
Of preparation, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a cop-out. Absolutely shattered.
KG, as a sample umpire, did you shave your legs before each game?
Yeah, I did.
You what?
Shaved my
you
legs.
You shaved
did
your legs?
Look, when you get...
I thought that was a new thing.
Umpire game of football and you're bagging these umpires for getting excited.
Well, I
can we record that?
It's baffled you.
Well, I don't know where to start.
Happy birthday, Ken KG Cunningham.
Unbelievable. That's why he is an icon.
Much love.
Absolute
Gregory. Legend. And you'll never meet, I mean, you could hear what was going on there, but you'll never meet a nicer man in your life, will you, Jars?
What you're starting to sound like him too.
That's a bit harsh.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact. It's lockdown.
Well, to get rid of the runs, he's got to stop doing it with the garden hose at home because that's not working. I know he enjoys it, but, geez, there's only so much that hose can take. July 26th. Hey, guess what, boys? We changed star signs. We've changed. Do you know what we've gone to?
What, no. Bird?
We've gone into Leos. So, little Rory, he must be a Leo, is he? Bluey's got no idea. He doesn't care.
Bluey's like, when's his birthday?
I know it's today, but I don't know what star sign he is.
Who's Rory? Anyway, let's move on. July 26th. It's all or nothing day. All or nothing day. What do you think of our show today? Has it been all or nothing?
All.
I think it's been both.
That mathematically doesn't stack up.
That was the only option I didn't give you, and you went it. You concentrate. What are you doing? You're looking at your phone. Look at me when I'm talking.
I'm looking at...
What? What are you looking at? Tell me.
KG. Yeah. No, just KG's messages.
I tell you what, Bern, I've noticed as soon as facts start, he just switches off.
He's gone.
No, that's unfair,
I'll talk
Gregory.
To you, Blue, from now on.
Yeah. That's unfair. That is
on this
so
day,
unfair.
July 26 in 2018. I'm Bernie, by the way, but Greg is here. Facebook. Well, they had a bit of a plunge. They lost $120 billion in value on this day in 2018 on the stock market. Because, it's 20% of the company value. It's their worst drop in history. Imagine losing $120 billion in a day, Jazz.
Oh. You wouldn't sleep well.
Understatement. What is wrong?
You wouldn't sleep well if you lost $20
billion.
What's he worth?
$120 billion?
Yeah,
what's he
Zuckerberg
worth?
The old Zuckerhead.
Well, for 120 billion, Zuckerhead.
He's a nerd.
120 billion. If that's 20%, what do you think, Jars? Times that by five.
That's 600
billion. I would have thought.
Jars is lateral thinking.
Premierships. They mean a lot. Premierships are hard to get.
I mean, the insight is just
they're hard to get. Yep. A couple of birthdays today. Tim Kelly. Former Geelong player, now at West Coast, star, 27 today. And Jars,
yes, Bert.
You knew it was KG's birthday today after I sent it to you, but it's another one of your favourites today. You've got to tell me who's more of a favourite, KG or this man that was born in 1943 on this day, Mick Jagger.
Oh, no.
Who are you going to pick, Jars?
No, you can't do that, Boone.
You can only see one of them ever again.
It's got to have to be Mick Jagger.
Oh! Rubbish!
Katie's birthday!
He's going
with Mick Jagger!
Can we record that?
It's baffled you.
But I don't know where to start.
Well... You burned the great KG on his birthday.
Yeah, but I'll never see Mick Jagger again.
I can't believe. Well, it doesn't matter. You can see him on TV. You're not going to meet him anyway.
You've never met him.
Yeah, you don't know him like you tell us, and you don't have dinner with him, and you haven't interviewed him like you always tell us. But anyway, I can't believe this will get back to KG. Actually, I'll try and call him again tomorrow. But anyway, just a little fact to send you home with. Do you know NFL, you know how you win a Super Bowl ring if you win? You get the big ring and in basketball and stuff.
Yep.
Do you know that the refs also, that referee the game, get a Super Bowl ring? They are recognised with a ring. Yeah, it's not quite as big as the Super Bowl champions ring. Yep. It's a little bit smaller, but... it means the world to them, and they wear it with pride. So there you go, Jazz. I bet you didn't know that.
That's a good stat. And, Bern, do the AFL umpires get one?
It's a fact.
Does the AFLs, do they get a grand final medallion?
The AFLs?
Yeah, umpires.
Oh, the umpires.
I think they do.
Sure. That's something I'm going to have to look into.
Thank you.
What, a premiership medallion, you reckon?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For umpiring on that very important day of the calendar.
I don't think they do, and I don't think they should.
Oh, there you go.